Looks like the hotline's ringing. Let's see who it is.
Oh, hell yeah.
1025 The Bone. Who am I speaking with? Oh, hold on. Stupid fat. Hey, what's going on?
Is this Anthony?
Is this Anthony?
Yep.
Yep. How can I help you?
Okay, Johnny B. I'm trying to sleep. I just need to tell Anthony how to put in overnight.
Oh, you didn't know what time it was?
No, I just woke up.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I thought that was your voice. No, it's my show started 10 minutes ago. Is there anything we could do for you?
No, I'm so sorry. John Burton just told me to call and talk to Anthony.
Oh, crap. Well, I hope you don't have COVID-19.
I don't know. I haven't been tested yet.
Are you going to go get tested?
Yeah, I have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't feel sick, though, huh?
No.
She sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sleepy.
I know you do sound sleepy. They say that's a symptom, sleepiness.
Sleepy?
Yeah. Yeah. Sleepiness. Hot. Sometimes being hot is also a symptom. Have you looked at yourself in the mirror lately?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yep. She's dying. All right. Well, good luck, Carmen.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Bye. Yeah. That was weird.
That was weird. That was weird. I thought that was Spanish's girlfriend, to tell you the truth.
You know what I think? I think she thinks it's like 9 o'clock in the morning or something. I don't know. That was weird. She had. We've all woke up and not known what time it was or whatever.
Oh yeah,
Anthony.
I thought it was his girl.
Oh man, that's funny.
I was gonna start talking dirty to her.
Don't you dare. 727-579-1025 800-771-1025. So yeah, congratulations to all of our friends in the LGBTQ community. Big step in the right direction for equality. I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's 2020, you know? If you're still judging people for any reason, you know, just calm it down. Worry about yourself, old man.
Just figure out another reason to fire somebody.
I mean, people are just stupid. I saw a video of, like, an old man in some small town, and it was a protest literally of, like, 10 people. Which I saw one on the way here.
You did?
I saw one in Brandon. There was 6 kids standing on the corner protesting. And I was like, all right, well, good. You know, you're trying, but it's not a powerful protest you got going on. Six 16-year-olds.
Are you sure that it was a protest or were they just hanging out?
No, they were holding up signs that Black Lives Matter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So... All right.
Yeah, it seems to be slowing down a little bit. I think they still had some in St. Pete today, but definitely not as many folks.
I wanted to like stop and go, guys, you gotta get somebody to organize this better. You don't have like a Facebook page or something? Like,
yeah.
Were you just hanging out in your apartment complex and just like, hey, you guys want to go protest? That's not how protests work. You got to organize this thing.
Well, I even saw in New York that Cuomo is asking people not to protest anymore because COVID-19 is going up.
I mean, we're at almost 3 weeks now, and look, the big news today, too, President Trump, he's signing it into action, police reform. I think tomorrow is when they're going to try to get that done.
Was there any sort of, like, do we know what's in it yet?
Not really,
no.
but it's a whole bill that's focusing on training officers longer and better, and just better reform on a federal level. So we'll see if that helps locally for them, that gives them leverage to train better and do everything else. We'll know a lot more about it tomorrow if we're not dead.
That'll be interesting to see what's in it. I think a lot of times I think it's a pipeline. Like, these guys go from the military to policing. And
could
I don't
be.
Know if that's a good
no.
career path.
No, especially.
Because military, you're a killer.
Right.
Like, you're a trained killer.
Yes.
You know?
And sometimes they adjust way better than others. You know, you don't want a guy
They're
with PTSD. Like for instance, you see when the police officers were shot and killed, the one that Dave Chappelle is talking about in California.
Yeah.
It was an ex-military guy who got fired, probably wrongfully. He was disgruntled. And instead of, like, just getting a lawyer or just being pissed off, he went on a shooting rampage.
Mm-hmm.
And that's ex-military. No, there was another, the one in Dallas.
Dallas guy. I didn't know that they were both ex-military.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Ex-military. So... I mean, it's really hard to adjust to society sometimes, and then to put them into this position that's authoritative, but not quite the same. Like you said,
yeah.
You go over to Afghanistan, you know, you're a machine. You're a killer, cold-blooded killer. There's not a whole lot of diplomacy going on when you're in battle.
I mean, that's what they send you to boot camp for, is to take the person kind of out of you and leave a shell of a man that they can kind of mold you into what they want you to be. And unfortunately, in combat situations, you're it's a killer.
Right.
Literal killer.
That's what you are. You're a combat soldier. Mm-hmm. You know, it's in the definition. So we'll see what this reform's all about. And, of course, we'll talk about it again tomorrow. The other big story, and we'll just get right to it. Obviously, we wouldn't talk about it if it wasn't on every news channel locally. And, of course, they weren't talking about it themselves. If you were listening to the morning show this morning, it's hit home for us, folks. I mean, the rumors were people were kind of they knew a little bit that Spanish, you know, was positive before Spanish announced it yesterday on Facebook and Instagram and all that, because they knew he was out last week, you know, a couple of days. So whenever the rumor started swirling, it wasn't hard, you know, process of elimination, you know, who might be positive in the building. So obviously the rest of the morning show was tested except for Carmen. She's been sleeping the entire time. But so today, big announcement.
Yeah.
The Mac Daddy himself, Mike Calta, positive for COVID-19.
Yep.
Good news. He seems to be handling it like a champ. Hopefully he stays this way.
It seems like he's asymptomatic. He said the only symptoms that he had when I was listening this morning was he just had a stuffy nose.
Yeah.
And that was it. And I guess he talked to his doctor, and they said that he would have had severe symptoms if he was going to get them by now.
I also talked to Leah, my girlfriend, who is a COVID-19 nurse, mm-hmm. and she said the same thing. She goes, it would be very unlikely at this point for him to hit a downward slope or whatever. Like he's probably just one of the ones to handle it well. And we did the story yesterday where they're saying 60% of the people don't even catch it in one study. And another study that we have in our prep today seems to state that more and more people are asymptomatic than they are symptomatic. So this virus is taking twists and turns, and epidemiologists they're trying to keep up with all the mutations, and it's really, really crazy. But it's starting to look like, and I'm not a doctor, it's starting to look like this thing is as contagious as ever, but maybe not as deadly as it was in April. You know what I mean? It just seems like it's still very, very deadly or very, very strong for the elderly and the vulnerable. But, I'm not saying don't be worried. We're in the studio right now, and I'm not freaking out, but I'm uncomfortable, to be honest with you, but I'm here to do my job, and the show means a lot.
I mean, you can't live in fear.
I know.
Of these things, and the station has, they're taking care of us, they're providing us with, you know,
everything
protective
we need.
Equipment.
Yeah.
They you know, deep cleaned this place on Friday.
We were walking out.
We walked into this, like a bug bomb went off in there. I'm like, we shouldn't be breathing this.
We can't ask for more from this company as far as making us feel comfortable and doing everything they can to keep us not only safe, but the communication, they're on top of it 100% from John Brennan, Keith Lawless, all the way down the line, the engineers. So they're really, really great. And not only with keeping up with everything, but also just making us feel comfortable. Like, you know, hey, if you have any questions, if you need anything, we're here for you. So there's no complaints there. There's a lot of people working for some crappy places that could not care any less for their employees. They're great here. So, but it's that thing.
It's scary.
We talked about this in March when we were joking around when it was in Washington was the only cases, and we're on the show here doing COVID-19, the musical, and just having fun with it. And then 2 days later, it hit Tampa and Sarasota, and fear just struck through everybody. And I was like, oh, my God, Will, it's in Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just kind of been living with it, learning to deal with it, and now it's in the studio. I'm pretty confident it's not anymore. They went through here and completely, you know, fogged it and cleaned it and thoroughly over and over again. So, but it's kind of weird though that it was here. You know, it's like,
yeah, it's an eerie feeling. And you know, they were here most of the week.
Yeah, so were we.
And Mike was positive. And Spanish was homesick because he actually had symptoms. And apparently, he was pretty sick.
Yeah,
too,
a lot of fevers. Yeah.
yeah. So it is a little intimidating, but this is just the reality of the situation. I'm almost like, at this point, you know that scene in The Dark Knight where the Joker is just standing in the street and Batman is coming at him with the motorcycle? He's just like, come on, I want you to do it.
Yeah.
I'm just like, come on, just give it to me.
I know.
I'm ready to get this over with. Give me my 14 days. And
part of me is like that.
Part of me is like that, yeah.
But the other part of me is like,
I might die.
You're 48 years old and fat.
Honestly, at this point, too, I've had a good run.
Yeah.
I don't even care anymore.
I was so aggravated yesterday.
Yeah.
This is how bad it is. I came home from the studio and we had a big dinner the night before, and I really thought Zane was going to do all the dishes, right? Because I cooked, Leah cooked. I've been working in my home studio for 3 days with Whitmore, busting ass. I mean, completely cleaned this thing out. Cleaned
farts
out
the farting in your studio.
Oh, dude, everything. But I'm about 90% complete, so I'm wore out. So I didn't do the dishes, right? He could do the dishes, you know? Freeloader. He don't have a job. So I came home from, we did a 3.5-hour show yesterday. Came home, and it's like 4:30 in the afternoon. By the time I got home, I had to stop by Best Buy and pick up a thing. And I get home, and the dishes are still there. And I just start doing the dishes, like a lot of them. And I was so aggravated. I started bitching at Leah. I go, I just want to get it. I want to get COVID. I'm sick of everything. You know, Sunday afternoon, there's no Rays game on. We're probably not going to get football. And I come home and it's this crap. I'm having like a temper tantrum over dishes and I'm wishing COVID-19 on myself. What a fat idiot. But part of me, the part that was wanting it, was just like, I'm sick of being chased.
Yeah.
It's like one of those horror movies where the axe murderer chases you for like 10 miles. And then, you know, you always wonder why the girl just goes, all right. And she just stops and just chop me up.
Yeah. Heel breaks.
Yeah.
It breaks your ankle. Yeah. I just kind of want to get it over with because I feel like it's just an inevitability.
Yeah. Just let's get these antibodies rolling.
Yeah.